Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Yes, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Hey, brothers and sisters, praise the Lord and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is the way, the truth, and the life. The way, the truth, and the life. And our scripture comes from the book of John, Chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to text MM to phone number 33222 to follow Morning Motivation so that you receive each day's teaching. Text to your phone at 8 a.m. You'll receive a link and you'll be able to hear the recording if you miss Morning Motivation live. You can also tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or online from feelthefire.com. The recording is also posted on feelthefire.com after 8 a.m. Well, you can learn more about me, see all of these announcements and everything else you need to know. Send me your prayer request and anything else on the website at feelthefire.com. That is FEELDFIRE.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, reading from the KJV. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. This is Jesus speaking. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic? Say it with me. The way, the truth, and the life. With so many tragedies happening in our world on an almost daily basis, with so many fluctuations occurring in the lives of people we know and maybe even in your own life, on a daily basis, with so many attacks from Satan on everyone and everything that we love on an almost daily basis, it is easy to become despondent, depressed, and deprived of hope. Sometimes we even question whether God is even paying attention at all. Where are you, God? Do you not see me? Do you not see my loved ones? Do you not see this world? school shootings, bus accidents, plane crashes, social injustice, racial inequality, religious persecution, lack of hope, lack of peace. And even if there's peace in my house, even if there's peace in your house, the lack of peace in the homes of others, whether it be in your neighborhood, adjacent neighborhoods, or people you don't even know who just enact random violence, impacts others, which eventually trickles down to our lives. Where are you, Lord? We need some peace. Jesus replied, "Don't let your heart get troubled. If you believe in God," do you remember me just reading that to you? "Believe also in me." And he wrapped it up by saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Whatever is going on, it is never too much or too hard for God. Jesus is the way, the only way. In verse 1 of John 10, this is a different scripture from what I read to you. Jesus says to us that anybody who tries to enter into the kingdom any other way, as opposed to going through him, comes as a thief and a robber. He is the way to not only the spiritual peace and kingdom, but to overcoming here on earth. In Psalm 37:23, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." This also applies to us as females. Jesus is the way. If we will submit unto him, we will have the peace of heart, mind, and spirit of knowing that regardless of what happens, God is still present. God still hears us. God still loves us. God still answers prayers. Despite what we see, God still is in control of what happens to us because we are submitted to him, subrogated to him, and surrendered to him. He is the way. Numbers 23:19. "God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, shall it not happen?" He is the truth, not the fluctuating truth that we're accustomed to in our world, not the white lie versus a big lie versus a real lie kind of truth that comes from man or woman. But he is the truth. Whatever he says, it is settled. If we will submit and pray unto him and seek him and live in accordance with his word, then we will receive the blessings of his word. He is the truth. Hallelujah. In John 10:10, "The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life, and that more abundantly." He is the life. Hallelujah. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, some may say, "Well, if that is so, why are we enduring these tragedies?" 2 Corinthians 4:4. "The God of this age has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest we see and believe and receive the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ." You see, Satan is the God of this world. We have made him to be so because we have removed God from every aspect of our public lives. We demand that he remove his presence from the schools. We do not only say no prayer in schools, but we want to suspend students if they even say God bless you. You think I'm joking? Go and look it up. That really happened in response to someone sneezing. We say we do not want God involved in government. We don't want prayers held at government meetings. We don't want God anywhere in the public sphere. We have given this world over to Satan, and because of that, we are doing today what it states in Ephesians 6:12. We struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. But I still remind you, brothers and sisters, as we prepare to go into prayer, that Jesus is still the way, the truth, and the life. Through him, we are more than conquerors. If we will get with one accord, get with one accord with the word, get with one accord with the Lord, we will be able to overturn the things that are happening, not only in this world, but in our own lives. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is our Savior. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Do not lose hope. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Let's go into prayer. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we honor you today. We thank you because you are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, no matter what's occurring, you are the way, the truth, and the life. No matter what we see, you are the way, the truth, and the life. No matter what's going on in our hearts and minds right now, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Father, you told us to let not our hearts be troubled. This did not mean that we won't see tragedy. It did not mean that we will not undergo the attacks of the enemy spiritually and naturally, but it still reminds us to not lose hope. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Father, for everyone listening right now, I lift up whatever they need because you are the way, the truth, and the life. Father, revive them and renew them. Repair them, Father. Resuscitate them today. Father, bless in their homes. Bless in the cities. In the cities, bless them in the fields, bless them going in and bless them coming out. Father, bless the fruit of their wombs. Father, bless the seeds of their loins. Father, whatever they need, bless right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever, Father, they need, bless right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever they need, bless right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we bind the attacks of the enemy in their lives, Father, that he shall not prosper against them, but that they shall be winners and champions above only and not beneath, the head and not the tail. Father, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Bless them right now. Bless them right now. Bless them right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and praise the Lord. I'm going to give the altar call and then end with our task for today. But keep on praising him. Say, Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Tell him that again and worship him today. If you are not saved or backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I repent and ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. We welcome you to the family. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Come on and just praise him right now. Our topic for today is the way, the truth, and the life. Your task for today is to not lose hope. No matter what you see on the news, no matter what you see in the paper, no matter what you read on the internet, no matter what's going on in your home or your neighborhood, do not lose hope, brothers and sisters. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, visit me on fieldfire.com and send me your prayer request. That's FEELDFIRE.com. Text MM to 333. 3222 to follow. I love you, and I'll see you in the morning. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta do something.